Permission to come inside your room.
Permission granted, you're still here.
There he is. Stevie P. Look at them lips. You still got some big, powerful lips, boy.
No, they blow some mean raspberries.
They're the meat, right? The offensive guy is the piece of bread. That goal is a piece of bread. You're the meat. You got to stick in the middle.
It's all about how, hey, you can have an off night on offense, but you better not have an off night on defense.
Yep.
If you don't shoot big red, then fuck you. Was I want to let you all know that I am raw dogging this draft. Absolutely zero prep. Zero prep. This is all straight from the heart.
Well, see, that's what's beautiful strategy is. Gabe's been thinking about this for the past couple hours. Millis has had a while or a day to think about it. You're coming in completely cold.
I just wrote mine down.
Yeah.
The weird thing is I'm wearing
straight emotions.
No. This is like a freestyle. I think some people are great freestylers, so go True. With it.
There you go.
Yeah, Kendrick.
We're going to find out. Trial by fire.
We'll
see what the people say.
John Wooden School of Podcasting. So I'm prepared.
Yeah.
I just want to show you, Millie has Ooh. Blasted his lips.
Oh, shit. He's got the notepad out.
I
see shrimp. I see something that says shrimp.
That was my name in his
Actually, phone. I think that was a picture of your dick.
Shrimp. Old shrimp dick.
Oh, all right.
Let's introduce him.
Blame it on my dad.
Okay. So
let's say Bubba Gump has the
Thanks,
best.
Pops.
All right. So now is when we will be, kind of starting. All right. So welcome to the Tree Fort, everybody, for what is this? Our
sixth
episode of season 2. And it is a full house today. I think this is the most bodies we've had in the Tree Fort. Might be at weight capacity. I don't know.
There's a lot of men in this house.
There is a lot of male genitalia in here, let me tell you.
A lot of girth.
It's sweaty.
Heavy weights.
Yeah,
it's sweaty.
Introduce
WWE tree fort?
With Can a combined total weight.
Yeah, the tree fort was not built by professionals, so I'm going to say no sudden movements. Everybody, just be cool. All right.
This tree fort smells like the elevator at work.
Someone's been ripping cigs in it.
Ripping darts in the elevator.
Richie.
Yeah,
just stressed out.
Shout out, Richie. He listens.
He just sent me a topic for us to cover. I forget what it was,
yeah.
but we can circle back to it. I think it might actually be something of interest for you.
If it's German porn, I'm in.
How did you know?
I got some of that for you on deck if you like it.
Stevie P's probably got, he's tapped in with that stuff.
Yeah.
All of it.
Talk about
100% German.
That racing chair has seen some bigger butt cheeks, I'm sure.
Oh, well, there's cum stains all over it.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
All right, let's not and me do not get along.
Talk about food.
All right. So
let's introduce everyone.
Yeah. So this, of course, the captain of your voyage here, Philip Boughton.
And your co-captain, Joe Johnson, of course, in the TFG headquarters reporting live.
My right-hand man, ad-lib masturbation joke.
Sometimes I use my left.
Yeah. Who else do we got? We've got Stevie P coming back for his second episode in a row.
What's going on?
Give us a little hey-o.
Hey-o. What's up, everybody? Glad to be back. Happy to be here.
Stevie, I haven't finished listening to the last episode. Not Siri. My iPad just started going off. I haven't finished listening to the last episode we recorded yet, but I do like the editing on that a lot. Yeah. Like the audio.
I did take some liberties.
Like I think it's great.
Yeah, got a lot of good feedback.
Good.
Speaking of feedback, Joey Berries is back to feed our minds.
Wow.
With right. That was off the cuff too.
That was great.
Joey Berries is back for his second episode this season, right? Third overall.
I'm here. I'm queer. Get used to it.
Perfect. All right.
Thank you. And,
Joey, while we're here, do you have any rebuttal to
to the
little ongoing saga?
Are we talking ice cream versus pie?
No.
What's her face?
Prior to.
Help me out with this. I'm going blank.
Marla Hooch.
Marla Hooch putting you in your
place. Oh!
He had a lot to say about
it. You're on air for the first time since
my God. Okay, this is tough. That was like a month ago. I have to go over the logistics again. I am not prepared for this at all. But I believe
we'll put a pin in this.
We'll circle back.
Yeah. They weren't adding up because she said that she got injured during the World Series and it was Dottie's fault and she was like with child. Was that what I heard correctly?
Nelson put a baby. Yes.
So, but like she got married prior Nelson to the World Series and she was gone after that point. So why was she playing in the World Series?
She would.
For another team because like she was, wasn't she part of that trade? So she went to Racine. I just don't think that the timeline adds up at all.
Well, talk to Penny Marsh.
Like we have
maybe that's the reason why they cut that out because they realized it didn't make fucking sense at all. But awesome. I don't know. The woman's like 75, so I'll give her the benefit of the doubt. She looks great for 75, though.
And last but not least, the newest member to the tree fort. Chucky Lewis, Chuck Lewis. How much Lewis could a woodchuck Lewis?
How much wood?
That was okay. That was probably not the best one.
That wasn't a good one. That was again, I was just
we're spitballing here.
Yeah, we're just rolling with
moving
it.
Moving on.
But, how much wood can
AKA
Chuck
Charlie Pipes? Love it.
Charlie Pipes. That's a great one too.
What was the other street name that you said first?
Nursery. Chuck Nursery.
Chuck Nursery.
Not allowed with the feet of a public quick,
though. That's exactly what I said as soon as you said that.
We got away from that one.
Charles right, Nursery.
Well, appreciate you guys joining us as always.
Of course. Yes.
What else do I have to do on a Sunday night at 8:30?
Oh no.
There's James a bunch of
my life.
It's a bunch of German pornography available on
DOS Pornhub.
That's strictly after midnight.
Oh,
what time?
You can't sleep. You make a stiff drink and you crank out a.
You use your right hand.
Tree Fort Gang after.
I got a warm one.
A warm one.
We really need to reach out to Pornhub or Brazzers, and
you got to mix a batch. That's what you got to say. Mix a batch.
Mix a batch. Yeah. So,
when are you doing the porn star draft?
We're saving that one. That one's.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah,
you're going to find out too much about me.
So we can have that come in.
That's when
this is how you really find out what a man is made of. That's how you find out who a man really is. Is by finding out
a lot of dark corners.
Who he's drafting in the porn star draft.
Yeah. And then I think that's where we're going to hire research analysts. You know, we're digging in. We're going to have a full bracket of 64. It's too much to get into right now. It's
a whole lot of miles.
It is. Yeah. So
you got to do the legwork for that type of draft.
We know they did.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to call up the porn historians, and just all of it. But, so today's episode
is not that
because I'm not prepared for that right now. But
my other laptop
was that a little chubby there.
Well, you got a little chubby there. what I would say today, we are doing, it's a new format. It's the draft.
Another new format alert.
So shout out new format alert.
Keep them guessing.
It's the second of new formats. Second of three, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Sounds right. And the third one will be coming out next episode. Real excited for it. But anyway, this one is a draft. So typical draft, five people doing it. We're going to do a snake draft. So for those that don't know, the fifth, you know, person who picks fifth goes twice into round two. Mm-hmm. Person who picked first in round one picks last and first into round three, so on and so forth. We are doing the topic of the best meal that you could create. So the hypothetical situation is you're in a restaurant, you're sitting down, the doors blow open, God himself comes in and is like, hey, the world is over. You know, everybody in here, you get one last meal. So the five of us, we can pick any appetizer, salad, entree, dessert.
With sides.
The sides do count. Yep. Dessert and then the beverage. So we have five categories that the five of us need to pick from or pick into. So there will be 25 items that we will be drafting today. We will post the drafts, and we want you, the viewer that we cherish so lovingly, to go in and give us a vote. Let us know who has the best meal for that last meal. So let me ask, before we figure out the draft order, does anybody have any questions, comments, concerns, gripes, or groans?
I have a concern. My concern is that the listener has not hit the like button yet.
Oh, my God.
So if you haven't done so, please go ahead and like. If you haven't followed us on social media, I mean, you guys see, all of our listeners are on the podcast, so pretty good shot that you guys can get on here. So, yeah. Just a reminder, show us some love online, and we appreciate it.
Yep.
Like. Besides that, no other questions or concerns.
Subscribe. Invite your friends. I just found out that you can invite your entire group of friends on Facebook to follow the page. Do that. That would be huge. And if you do that and prove it to us, I'll buy you an ice cream cone. How's that?
Oh, shit.
All right. Well, with that being said.
Oh, wait, I have a comment.
Okay.
Yeah, give me a minute. You guys. So the way that you introduced this, which was lovely.
You owe me an ice cream.
Okay.
Made me think of, you know, if I was on death row and what would be my last meal. Now, it's probably going to be different than what I draft today, because who knows, somebody might scoop some of that up. But have you guys seen the Instagram account where the guy actually reviews the last meal for all of the, like, the crazy high profile killers on death row?
No. And
he ranks them. It's actually kind of funny. I'll have to send it out to you. But he goes through all of these whack jobs, last meals, and like some of them are have the weirdest.
He's got a new follower. Some
of them are amazing. What's that?
Millis just follows.
Hey, shout out Nick Leggett.
But not to get
a good killing poppy.
Why the hell are we all offering last meals to guys on death row? Here's a pack of the Skittles. Go get electrocuted.
So we don't have to listen to him talk.
It's true. I mean, I would pick, because when you die, you void your bowels. So I would pick like the grossest thing, like just breakfast, lunch, and dinner, just chili, the hottest chili possible. And they're like, all right, have fun cleaning that up.
Sounds like you normally.
Yeah, that's the hottest. That's a pretty normal Wednesday for me. Yeah, but
the hottest chili peppers you possibly can.
Yeah,
so it burns their eyes while they're cleaning it up.
Yeah,
that's what kills you. You don't even get electrocuted. You just shit yourself to death.
Yeah, that's but legendary. I mean, it's the same idea that there is no tomorrow. So if you were like, oh, I have a shellfish allergy, but I love lobster. Load up on the lobster, buddy, because tomorrow it doesn't matter.
I'm not sure if he has a shellfish allergy, if he's going to love
lobster. Yeah, I don't.
Probably never developed an affinity for it. But I get what you're saying.
I also don't know if he would make it to the next day.
I'll tell you what. Right? I love all seafoods. Lately, octopus has not been agreeing with my stomach. And I think it's either that it's not cooked good, but I've had it from multiple places.
You're talking about the calamari
from yesterday? No, the calamari is squid. But
oh, yeah.
The octopus, it's either that it's not cooked good or that something's going on in my stomach. And so.
How often do you eat an octopus?
A good
amount. That's what I was going to ask. Yes. You're not getting that.
Waited last night?
Maybe. No, I had
calamari. No, I just got the two confused. I mean, I'll eat octopus, but I haven't had it in like years.
I mean,
you just find yourself.
It was probably twice a year.
But how's the octopus market in Fairport, New York?
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. JoJo's has a killer octopus.
Is it all fresh?
Well, apparently not.
This could be the issue. Not digging it, yeah.
This could be the problem. So, with that being said, yes, if I had some sort of like Lactaid. If I wasn't able to eat dairy, every single one of these items would have dairy.
Stevie, so, yeah,
we're not worried about the long running after effects. We're just guys talking about food and a couple.
Bites. I don't got to clean it up the next morning. I don't have to worry about the toilet. None of it.
We better stay watch out for you then, Schmelz. All right, just not caring about people and just making a mess.
I can picture Schmelz. Going out to eat, right?
Philip Bowden, quit.
Sorry.
Quit. He's got this menu of all dairy products. And the waiter, he orders all of it. And the waiter's like,
appetizer.
A lot of dairy, man.
Cottage
cheese. Schmelz goes, don't worry, I keep that thing on me. And just whips out a bottle of Lactaid like a boss.
Yeah.
How do we want to go about
that? That's the scenario that played through my head.
Don't worry, I'm going straight up Ruben Pfeffer and Along Came Paul.
Oh, man.
Philip Boughton. So for the draft order, let's just do a randomizer.
Okay.
I was going to do the duck race, but we're not on video, so.
All right. You guys keep talking.
Pull some Scrabble towels out of your butt. I don't care.
I'm putting in our actual names. We got Joe John, Phil Bowen, Joey Berries,
Chuck Lewis, Stevie P.
Chuck Lewis, Stevie P.
He's got dumps like
it. Sorry, I'll remember. I promise.
I'm kind of really.
I love the way you say it.
Really hoping for the turn here.
I picture it as Stee, like S T E E, and then the letter V and a P. Stee V P.
Chris
P.
Bacon.
Hello.
Yo, I'm the VP. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I think there we go. I hit my volume button on my mic. Sorry. Am I too loud now?
No, you're fine.
Cool. Steve VP.
Steve the VP.
What website are you using?
Steve Madden.
I can't wait to somebody
name some women's shoes.
I got one. Hold on.
Yeah, if you want to do it.
$12,000 for sides? What are these sides? Cure cancer? A new issue day?
I feel like Charlie Pipes is someone you'd see on tour with Teddy Swims.
It's all asking for like emails.
What item order?
We're on Pornhub, but the freaking random.
Pornhub's blocked in North Carolina now.
Benny fucking Hanna.
Joe John.
Well,
completely blocked.
Not moving
like
down.
How I mean, like it has what like, Lexus like, box like
it goes off of your page. IP location. Pornhub has blocked it in North Carolina because of some legislation that went through, and they're like it's not worth the risk.
Well,
damn,
crazy, right?
I thought I heard that might have been a thing in Texas. I didn't know about North Carolina.
So you need to get a VPN.
You just got to find some alternatives. That's all.
Yeah, VPN.
Throw a dart on the internet and find something to get me get me across the finish line.
Hold on, who else we got? We have me, Charlie Pipes, Joe John, Joey Berries, Philip Bowen. Was there a sixth?
Nope, just five of us.
Five swinging dicks here.
Well, five swinging amount of them swinging.
Yeah.
Probably only one.
Kind of just like stuck.
Yeah.
I'm fucking sweating with excitement.
All right.
Yeah.
Order of operations. We have Stevie P first.
Oh, shit.
Philip Boughton second. Charlie Pipes third.
Okay.
Joey Berries fourth. And rounding out the bottom is Joe John.
That's a good draft spot.
You're a real on that bottom.
I feel let's keep track of this because I feel like this could get
Let me write it down.
Let me pull up trusty dusty Excel.
There you go.
There you go.
That'll help me.
So Stevie P first, then Philly B.
Philly Beats.
Then Chucky L. While we're doing tell us what rounds we're doing first. So entree, Sal, like what
we got to go in order, right? I mean,
no, you can do whatever you want.
Oh, it doesn't matter. No. Okay.
Oh shit!
You can draft a quarterback first. You can draft a running back first. It doesn't matter.
Kicker, always kicker.
Oh boy! Oh, I didn't think about that. All right.
Damn, a blender.
Changes his whole draft strategy.
Yeah. I gotta go Mexican, I gotta. Yeah.
I'm excited. I don't really feel like any of my picks are gonna get stolen. I'd be really, really sad if they do, though. Devastating.
Now, okay, so Phil and I were talking. So if somebody takes, let's say, a specific type of steak, you're saying that doesn't take steak off the board?
No. If you say a filet, I don't eat fillets. I eat ribeyes, buddy.
Yeah, ribeye. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm okay with that for the sake of. Yeah.
But you better make a goddamn well
strictly Wagyu
in preparation or, you know, other details of those kinds.
Yeah. Mine have specific details where it's passable if something like that happens.
We're all just doing our best, okay?
What's waiting for me at home is really bad.
What's waiting for you at home?
I don't know. It's really bad. Or if someone takes my draft pick, I'm just going to do what Tim Robinson does when he goes on his phone. My mom's talking.
My mom's getting robbed. She's texting you? No, the guys are.
But like, for dessert, if somebody takes a certain type of cake, that doesn't...
You cannot take that type of cake.
Yeah, that cake's off the board.
It's a very generous rule set. I like it.
Yeah,
I'm ready when you guys are.
All right.
Okay. With the first
on the clock.
Yeah.
Oh shit! I'm first.
Hold on. Let the commissioner come out here. You know, the little commissioner Philip Boughton.
Thank you. Number one jersey.
Welcome to the 2024 Last Meal on Earth draft. The first pick of the draft. Stevie P is on the block. Have a great draft, everyone.
And now we have to wait the full full 5 minutes for each pick.
No, absolutely.
Mel Kiper's talking about jalapeno poppers and turkey legs. God knows what. Are you ready?
Yeah,
whenever you're ready, Stevie P, you just.
All right, the pick is in.
The pick is
in. 4-2-40, Todd.
Todd, those brownies don't have 350.
In the 2024 Last Meal Draft, Stevie P selects appetizer Hush Puppies from the Farmer's Market restaurant in Raleigh.
Okay.
Jojo.
So Hush Puppies.
Yeah, I was going to say, for the average listener, because I know what a Hush Puppy is.
Well,
for somebody that doesn't know what a Hush Puppy is.
I'm just saying, so the item is Hush Puppies that you're taking. Now tell us about the instance of the hush puppy at the farmer's market?
I'll tell you, it held up really well in the combine, Philip. The hush puppies, just very well rounded, a good locker room meal. Mm-hmm. It's very simple, it hits heavy, always there when you need it. Really good glue guy, very consistent.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong with this for the first overall pick.
No, and I, with hush puppies being pick 101, I mean, that's solid for the hush puppy community. I think a lot will be done, you know, for the Southern Seafood fans. So congrats on landing a great player there. As a Long John Silver's fan, real happy about that. Love seeing hush puppies.
God fucking damn it.
Yeah. Love seeing hush puppies.
What kind of dipping sauce in the hush puppies?
Yeah.
You know, honestly, with the deep cultured cornmeal batter, the all around flavor packed item that it is, Joey Berries, I'm raw dogging this one.
Yeah,
you don't even need a dip. Some people might want to spice it up, give the hush puppy a little bit of a supporting cast. Not this guy. This guy believes in the hush puppy through and through. It's going in day one, no help. Put the team on its back.
There you go.
I respect that.
Good.
I don't actually. I think if it's even the best fucking thing in the world, I am dipping that motherfucker in something. It doesn't matter what it is. I'm a sauce guy. Love sauce. Whatever it is.
Yeah, Jordan. Yeah, you got to have some sauce.
You are pretty zesty, my friend. You could go with some marinara. You could go with something, you know, some type of sweet.
Yeah, honey
glaze.
I was gonna say, there we go. Now we're talking
like a hot honey,
ooh,
drizzled just ever so lightly over top of them.
Yes, and the thing is, that's not a wrong answer. It would still be a successful, successful pick.
That was a great pick, but
it's not needed.
Solid pick, solid
pick.
101.
All right, with that being said, the Philip Boutons are now on the clock. And I believe they're ready to make their pick. This has been moving fast and feverishly.
The second pick.
It is the second pick.
45 minutes into this one.
It's the owner, the GM of Philip Boutons, been moving fast and feverishly. So the item with the second pick in the last meal draft, the Philip Boutons
select. Just fucking say it.
Wait.
A blooming onion.
Ooh.
Appetizer.
Interesting. Okay.
Chili's or Outback.
Blooming onion.
No, yes. Pick one because they're different.
They're not that different.
Oh, yeah.
But you got to pick one. Right? You can't throw both out.
I think we know what Mills has on.
I can. So blooming onion is
going Outback. It better be Outback. All right, first of all.
Bloomin' Onion is off the board. So
I say Outback.
I say Chili's.
I'm a big Chili's guy. So I'm a big Chili's guy. So the Bloomin' Onion disappeared. Chili's doesn't offer it anymore. I don't think Outback does, or if it does, it's like onion petals. It's not the same. You can get a shittier version at like carnivals and fairs.
Why not? I don't understand why it went away. Like, it's the easiest thing in the world to make.
I remember.
What about a state fair blooming onion?
That's what I was thinking.
So
the state fair?
I know that the calorie count on one of those, it's like 1,200 calories in one.
You ever seen that menu item at Cheesecake Factory?
I saw your fast food March Madness bracket. You don't care about calories. Come on.
I don't, but the restaurant.
Good point, Joey.
The restaurant does, so that I think they stopped selling it.
Joey Berries is here to keep you honest.
The receipts.
So what I'm doing.
You're thinking that a place like Chili's is calorie counting?
Yeah, they're counting the days to your debt, you know?
Joey, look it up. look up why they discontinued it. But what I'm doing is I'm dusting off an old favorite.
It has to do with Bill Cosby and the oil issue.
Bringing it back to the forefront. Pick 102, Bloomin' Onion.
Mm.
Awesome Blossom, whatever you want to call it.
Tell you, fellas, this is going to be the dark horse pick for the appetizers, I think.
I wanted really to take it.
Feel like it is.
See, that's it is. It's so, a sneaky one. And also, Chuck Lewis, you're on the clock. But anyway, yeah, I mean, with that pick of Hush Puppies, I was like, oh boy, appetizers. There could be a run on appetizers coming here quickly. We needed a
similar skill set, right? They're both deep fried, you know. I do think that the Bloomin' Onion has more of a historical staple.
There's one in Greece, but it's still. I just put it in our location. But Bloomin' Onion is very much still on the menu at Outback.
All right. Well, after this, we're
going. You're fake news.
We're going to Outback.
Oh. Late night trip to the back.
Yeah.
To the down under.
Okay.
Pick three. Let's go.
Catch me chewing pick on three. All my vowels.
The Lewises are. We're gonna take it on the half shell. I'm thinking a little. I'm gonna go deep. I'm going delicate or not delicate. Decadent and delicious. Okay. And I haven't quite thought of my exact one, my exact appetizer, where this is gonna come from, but it's definitely gonna be Clams Casino. Okay. No. Because think about it. Bacon, stuffing. Seafood, and I know there's some.
I don't even know what clam.
Okay, you. I set the four corners to lay this foundation with that little shell, half shell. Okay.
Sure. Okay. So, an interesting pick.
Yeah.
Very
interesting.
Clam. I went classy. All right. I was thinking Christmas time.
Okay.
You know,
it's not something that's going to blow up the headlines, Phil. But I'll tell you, this pick has the potential to completely change the board from here.
I think it's very
it covers high, all the bases.
It's high ceiling, low floor. That's or what
high floor, low high ceiling. Floor,
I did that backwards. Yeah. Yeah.
High floor, high ceiling.
Yeah. It's the risk reward window on it is very nice. It's funny because yesterday at the restaurant they had Clams Casino, and I was thinking to myself, what does that mean? Or what does that
roll the dice, baby?
And it goes, it says clams topped with casino. It's like, come on.
Am I eating poker chips?
Yeah. Am I eating cigarettes?
Are we gonna flush here?
I do like how Chuck just explained it.
Tastes like fireball, deodorant, and rotten. It's a
Vietnamese
flesh.
Man yelling behind me.
An overweight woman on a rascal. Come with my Clams Casino, but great pick. Joey Berry's on the clock, right?
Yep. Well, a lovely pick. I have never had Clams Casino before. Is Clams Casino, are they an aphrodisiac like oysters are?
Yes. Is that part? Let's just say yes.
Is that part of the process here? We're trying to get the wife, in the mood.
So it was an awesome blast. Yes. But you don't see me bragging about it.
it's going to get your buns in the mood.
Every time picks. I eat a Blooming Onion or an Awesome Blossom, I get a boner. That I know that for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to throw a little bit of a wrench in here because I can see the way this is going.
Okay.
And we're all going to appetizers, so I'm going to zag a little bit.
Oh, here
I'm
we go.
Go with my left tackle. Oh, I'm going to get my left tackle, a guy that we know is a home run. It's not a guy with a high risk. He's got a high reward. He's got a very high floor. I'm going with my entree right off the bat.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
And I'm going tomahawk steak.
Ooh.
Medium rare. Horseradish cream sauce. Because I love me some spiciness out of the cream sauce. Stevie P., you can't raw dog this one. You got to have the cream.
I agree with you, my friend.
Okay. This is a pass blocker who needs to also run block. You need that. You need both in there. Okay. And then I want all the fixings with it. I want my cream spinach and my mashed potatoes with it as well. Okay. I might be getting a little selfish here, but that's what I need
when your entree, man.
Eventually yeah. get electrocuted.
It is a left tackle, Joey. I'll tell you that.
No, I'll tell you,
it significantly slows down the overall 40 of the team by quite a bit with the weight of that.
All those carbs.
But I'll tell you.
Perhaps we're just living in the trenches here.
Yeah.
That is an absolute anchor of a pick.
And I think what we're seeing here is a departure from the appetizer heavy league to more of a ground and pound entree first style offense. So
it's like what Nick Saban said. He said once, you know, hey, we see everyone wanted to spread the offense out, spread the defenses out as well. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to run the ball straight at you because you're going to have a bunch of 200-pound D-backs that are not going to be able to stop us.
Yeah.
Are we talking about the steak still?
Metaphorically, yes. All right. Metaphorically. With that being said, Joe John is the
pick. Joe John.
I'm gonna pivot us right back on course. I'm gonna take us right back into the appetizer section. I wasn't sure, but you know, I feel like the 1-1 overall pick fell to me here at the fifth overall pick in the appetizer section. It's a staple. I don't necessarily have to even clarify where this is from because across the board it's phenomenal. But I'm gonna take, you know, one of the best appetizers of all time, a Hall of Famer, in chips and queso.
I'm very interested to hear what the rest of your meal is after that one.
I
smell a lot of mac and cheese and hot dogs coming up with that list.
Oh no, not at all. I'm gonna get my 1B right now.
You pick them at 105 and you get the snake now to 201.
Mm-hmm.
Now you put chips and queso in that first round, you're gonna have to pay them first round salary.
I think that was the easy first overall pick. I'm fine paying at a number five salary.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna reserve
judgment till I see the rest of the picks.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
We're
taking the best talent available. We're not drafting based on like the system.
Okay.
We're gonna get the players and then we're gonna figure out the system.
Okay.
I feel like my thought process was out of all the picks that I wanted to have, Tomahawk is the one that I couldn't live without. Yeah. So that's why I decided to go with it first.
I like that, Joey.
All right.
Well, we'll get to hear how your guys' meals pan out.
Yep.
But I mean, I get to take my 1B right away. I'm going to go
Go.
No, you're good. So this is where I said, even if someone takes like a specific cut of steak, it's not necessarily going to hurt me. And it's a pivot too. I'm not sticking with Mexican, but I think these would still complement each other. But steak and lobster hibachi is going to be my entree with my first pick in the second round.
I like that.
Steak and lobster hibachi?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They gotta make it in front of me while I'm having my chips and queso. I don't know exactly how that's
going to work. Does Sakura Home offers have chips and queso as an app?
Yeah. I don't know, but if they do, that would be awesome. I know that right next to what's the one near the old office?
Umi.
The Moe's was right there, so you could just get the Moe's chips and queso while you're waiting for them to make your hibachi.
Not to besmirch any local businesses, but have you guys been to Umi lately?
No, I have not.
Inside it?
I am a loyal Kobe.
Haven't done anything. Like, the furniture is ripping apart. Like, really? There's cigarettes in the fountain. Like, it's gone downhill. Straight downhill.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, maybe having their staple dish picked at 201 could revitalize that area a little bit.
That's huge.
I'll tell you, the diversity in your picks, Joe John. Really opens up the playbook here.
I feel like I'm not going to say they complement each other, but I'm going to say I feel like they definitely, you know, they could flourish like Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. You have two guys who could be 1-2s. Yeah, I know. I'm speaking to you specifically with that one.
I love it.
That's the kind of feel that I'm going for with this team early on. Maybe Steph and KD. But yeah, that's my 2-1 pick.
Like Shake and Bake 2.0, baby.
Okay. All right.
Love it.
Well, we know which one's first and which one's second for sure. All right. And Joey Barry's is back up. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm going to zag again. I'm going to finish off my tomahawk steak. I'm going straight to dessert. So, and once again, it's something that I can't live without. I would have this for breakfast if I could.
Hi. All right. Moving on. Yeah.
Strawberry cheesecake.
Oh,
love it.
Good pick.
I don't know if I have a favorite, probably like Leo's. Leo's is good. Okay. But you know, it's cheesecake for, I don't know. Just so decadent. It's so rich. I love it as a great finisher to my 32 ounce tomahawk.
Sounds great. I'm not even thinking about dessert yet, though.
Strawberry cheesecake.
Yeah, I wanted to go strategic with this, guys. I
feel like Joey Barry's is playing a serious game here, and he's playing chess and I'm playing checkers. All right.
I'm playing cheesecake.
Joey Barry's picks right now are about as old school as you can get. Old school.
He's going to find himself in a corner, though. Well, he
can
find
himself
in a
corner.
You watch yourself, mister.
I don't know. Because he has got his own. You can see it. You can see
it. I have my
beer.
He's got a plan. Yeah. Yeah. He's really put himself in a corner.
You're really sticking to the game plan, but I'd like to see what happens if you get pushed off of your game plan in the draft.
I think he's got a plan, guys. Complete opposite of me.
Charlie Pipes.
I can already tell.
I'm not positive Stevie P is wearing pants right now. I'm not positive.
If I had to guess, I'd say no.
If I were, there'd be a hole in them, Joey Barry's. I'll tell you that much.
Charlie Pipes.
Well, Mr. Pipes.
Is the pick in?
I have to go to my entree because I feel as though
entrees are getting picked.
I also need a left tackle. You know, I've got a center with my Clams Casino pick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm building this wall here. When I think of an entree, I am a meat and potatoes guy. Okay. And I'm going to go with the New York strip, the good old New York strip steak. Okay. Size, preferably a 16 to 18 ounce New York strip. Doesn't have to be huge. It's got to be mid rare, little pink. And I want some sides too. Okay. I'm not too greedy. I don't want a lot of sides. I just want some sauteed mushrooms and I'm going to have to swoop it in some A1. I got to have a little A1 sauce, a little salt and pepper. Okay.
You lost me.
A1 drizz on there.
You lost me there. A1. Oh boy. I'm going to fall over my chair.
Yeah.
Not an A1 guy.
Listen, if you look it up, that sauce was created right around the, what war was it? Civil War?
1861.
Okay. If there's a sauce that you know is good, it's going to be one that they make right around the Civil War. And that shit's going on where the boys are.
The boys are cooking.
Eating shoes. The boys are cooking.
In the middle of the Civil War, they were like.
The fact that Philip Bouton knew that as just a random fact that Chuck brought up.
It's pretty close.
Astounding to me.
I know it is Civil War, though, because there was
a bit of a history buff. Early onset Republican, as they call it.
It's not early onset. but there was a meme and it was like, so you're telling me in the middle of the Civil War, somebody was like, we just need a fucking nail steak sauce.
Yep. Listen, when you're eating shoe leather, you got to make it taste good. And that's what they use.
Shit out of these shoes. I had some solid steak sauce.
It's a good point. What did they put on their steaks prior to that?
Nothing.
Exactly.
It's ketchup.
1831, boys.
1831. Wow.
All right.
Good year.
Shout out.
Good year.
That's like, I'm sorry, Chuck, but that's like marrying the first woman that you sleep with. It's been around, but that's because it's the only
I've
thing
got
that
babies
they...
with her.
Absolutely not.
He's winking.
He is not winking. Yeah, he had a twitch.
That's for Phil. We can edit it out.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So
yes, I know A1 is controversial, but okay, I just can't raw dog it either. Sorry.
Chuck, so like if you go to a nice steakhouse, do you ask for A1 or do you ask for
I wouldn't.
He keeps it in his pocket.
I would.
He keeps on him.
Listen, if we were at a fancy restaurant, I would go with the au poivre or maybe a demi-glace or bourgeois. Yeah, like a Burgundy sauce or something. But a
cultured man.
Yeah. It just moves, Chuck. It moves.
We're talking about me. We're talking about my left tackle.
All right. Well.
What are you
going to
do, Phil?
That guy's
going to go over. So, that pick is a Deion Dawkins. He's a top 10. You're going to have to pay him like a top 5, though.
That guy's going to go to work for me. He's going to get the job done.
He might end up being your swing, though. You never know.
Okay. Well,
all right.
Coming to pick number 2 in the second round, or pick, what is this, 4 in the second round? Pick 4, second round, 204. The Philip Boutons are zigging again while everybody's taking left tackles. I don't know what the analogy would be. I'm going to go with the tight end, and I'm going Beveridge. Now,
the bevy
that I'm going to want with my meals. So I've already got Bloomin' Onion, Awesome Blossom. I'm going with a margarita. Now, we are talking on the rocks.
Are you going Mexican on us? Are you flipping?
We're going continental.
No hablo.
So while I was down in Texas at a sports bar called George's in Waco, shout out George's in Waco, it was like a fucking goblet of margarita. It was huge.
Was that spelled Jorge?
I don't know.
Wow.
Couldn't tell you. My entree is safe. So this margarita was formidable. It was delicious. The salt, it was perfectly salted on the rim. Could have easily put 3 or 4 of them down.
I like when your rim's perfectly salted.
Can we all agree that salt on the rim is the way to go with a margarita?
Yes.
I
would like a jalapeno on mine too. I want a little spicy margarita. Spicy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Depends on.
I'll tell you, Philip, I'll tell you, you got him listed as a tight end, but I'll tell you, the margarita built more like a receiver. That is a skill position player.
Okay.
Right there.
Yeah. I mean, I was thinking along those lines, but yeah.
It's got that zing, that X factor.
Sure.
Yeah. Has the ability to take the top off.
Yeah, it does.
Take your top off.
Take everyone's.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Solid pick.
And that brings us to Stevie P for round 2, yeah, pick 5.
Two picks. Gentlemen, for the first pick, I am staying the course with the Honorable Philip Boughton here. Sticking with the Bev. I'm going with a little lightning strike here. A freshly squeezed lemonade.
Ooh. Mm. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm sorry. What?
I'm talking with the lemon slices in it.
I said
I want to see her. I want to see him wiggle that lemon. I want to see it. I want the sugar in it.
Now, are you talking like at the state fair or like a festival? They give you those big cups that say lemonade, or like those huge jugs.
I love huge jugs, Phil. But I'll tell you,
yeah,
could get it from anywhere.
Okay,
anywhere. It really doesn't matter to me. As long as I can see that it is freshly squeezed.
Yeah.
So if it's country time, it's
not. Yeah. In my mind, I was thinking more of the Southern offense where you got the housewife, you know, the love of your life, just making a fresh thing of lemonade.
Just mixing a batch.
And that thing, it's the Swiss Army knife of bevies. You could spice it up a little bit with some booze if you want to.
I was just going to ask, are you tossing vodka in there or no?
Depends on the day, but for my last meal here,
yeah,
probably not berries. I'll tell you, I'll probably keep it straight. I'm just raw dogging everything.
There you go. I like the call.
Freshly squeezed lemonade.
I like the call. I love a good lemonade.
I'm going to let the cat out of the bag here. If it is my last meal, I am absolutely getting toasted. Yeah. There is no chance of staying sober.
Wholeheartedly.
Yes. Thank you.
Wholeheartedly.
What are we doing here?
I know. I think we got two rosters.
It's that new age offense, my man. New age offense.
He's got that RPO shit going.
Well, Hush Puppies and lemonade. So he better have a strong 3-1.
Yeah. All right. What's the 3-1 there, Stevie?
The 3-1. I'm zagging over.
Ooh, you zig, I zag.
To the salad.
Oh, wow. I was not expecting a salad to go this early.
This early, boys. And that's strictly because I don't have a plan.
That's all right. My plan's kind of over now.
So for 3-1, the salad, chicken salad with the rotisserie chicken from Wegmans in it with some grapes and the walnuts in there.
I was not even thinking that. I was thinking greenery salad, but yeah, that's a nice one. All right.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could slap that shit on some bread if I want to. That is another Swiss Army knife pick. That could be your main course if you want it to be. That could be your focal point of the offense. So that could be your strong safety filling in the gap.
Yeah, essentially covering, what you just did. Deep,
don't matter.
Essentially, you took a wide receiver that played quarterback in college. And it's bold. It's a bold strategy.
Yeah, perhaps this is Lamar Jackson, and you got Bill Polian saying, hey, you got to play wide receiver. He says, fuck you, Bill, you're old. I'm going to play quarterback. Maybe that's what Stevie P is going for.
It could.
I don't even know what I'm going for, fellas. But
we'll see how it plays out.
I know it's where I know he can play ball. He can play ball, and that's what matters.
Hush Puppies, lemonade, and rotisserie salad. Interesting combo.
Yeah. I cannot wait to see his entree. That's going to be great.
I know. He's still researching it right now.
give me a Tony's pizza.
slice Totino's. Of Mark's, dude.
So
Mark's is too doughy.
Those fried ravs from that restaurant down the street.
Mark's pizza sucks. Can I say that on the podcast? Mark's pizzeria up here is trash. Is that what you were just talking about?
I did say Mark's pizza. Okay. I'll tell you though, so far, I would take a Mark's slice over but one pizza I've had down here.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, we got to remember Stevie P's in the South. So. I know.
But I haven't been to a lot of pizza places around Raleigh, so keep that chin up.
All right. So what are we, 302 now?
Yep. You're
now we're 302.
302 back to me. So many opportunities here. I was really worried when you started saying salad.
You're going to go salad too?
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm going to go dessert.
Just kind of.
I'm going to go dessert because I'm curious about how the rest of this is going to play out. I think I'm safe and I don't know the path that I really want to take yet. So I'm going
the third round.
Yes, sir. So I'm going with dessert. For anybody who listened to the dessert Mount Rushmore last week or last episode, they will know my dessert, grape pie.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
From Monica.
From Monica's pies. From Monica grabbing a pie.
You guys have some fruit.
Shout out Monica's.
Shout out Monica.
I have
Naples, New York.
I'm gonna let you. Do you have anything more to say? Because I listened to your podcast last week.
Joe, we're gonna go to Naples in the fall. We're gonna get one of those pies, and you're gonna shut your damn mouth.
Can I have it a la mode?
You can have it any mode you want.
Smells. Can we get some?
He's got to have the sugar.
Yeah.
I don't know. Got to have the crumb. Possibly.
Town. I think I we should know. Get some of that when I come up in a couple weeks.
I don't know if they're open in those.
We'll open them.
Okay.
But here's the thing.
Now,
you had the gall. I'm not on the podcast. You bring me up and you say, me and Joey Berries have had this beef. pie versus ice cream.
Yeah, because you like ice cream over.
You cannot say that as a dessert on Mount for Mount Rushmore that a pie is over ice cream. Ice cream is so much more versatile.
I also agree.
When you have pie, you typically, a lot of people have ice cream with it, a la mode. If you have ice cream, nobody's like, hey, can I get some pie on the side with that?
I do. Like, you know what this ice cream is missing? A grape pie from Monica's Pies and
Noodles. I never even knew grape pie was a thing.
Well, I agree with Joey Berry's here, but I will reserve final judgment until I try one of those grape pies.
Yeah, we're all going
to
have
I've never had Monica's Pies. I'm looking forward to it as well, my friend.
You have two draft picks. Your roster, I don't think, looks like it can compete on paper.
You're talking to me?
I am, yeah.
You're full of shit.
I don't feel like you're doing that.
This is coming from the guy that had chips and queso.
Yeah, who had one of the top overall picks of the draft on his roster.
It's terrible.
When you see this on paper, people are going to be like, grape pie. I don't know what that is. That makes me feel uncomfortable. When they see chips and queso, they're going to say, that's familiar. That feels like family.
No.
That's something. that's a good kid that went to a white collar school.
No.
Is this guy on death row? Has he given up the chips and queso guy?
He's scrappy.
Yeah.
Chips and queso is a scrappy pick.
Joey Berry's.
He'll claw for a
roster. No, I don't think it's me. I think it's Chuck, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Chuck.
Yeah, it might be me.
Oh, is it?
It's Charlie Pipes.
Listen, I'm thirsty. Okay. I got you guys.
I'm worried.
After talking about some margaritas and then some lemonade.
I'm smelling Fireball.
No. I'm
smelling my pick.
I'm just a classy gentleman. If you haven't noticed, I've had a classy menu minus the A1. Joey, I'm sorry. But I'm going to go with the dirtiest vodka martini you can come up with blue cheese stuffed olives.
Oh,
and I really can't pick a vodka. I like Belvedere. You know, I like the Goose. But I want it on the rocks. Dirt, olive juice, blue cheese.
I want that
olives.
Man shaking it so hard his cheeks are jiggling.
Yep.
So that'll you take your martinis on the rocks. Okay.
Yep. Shaking.
I can
on
see
the rocks.
That's a good pick.
And I want
I like
some,
it.
I want it dirty, meaning pick. Some lots second. Of olive juice. Lots of olive juice.
So are we thinking that's the that's the prima donna quarterback that he just drafted right there?
That's my quarterback. That's literally my quarterback.
I think so. And I'll tell you, it fits the style of your team, Pipes. It really does.
That's the JJ McCarthy.
That your 103 was Clams Casino, and I could see myself eating this in a casino. I tell you what.
Well, a casino's going to have some A1, boy, I'll tell you that.
Suit and tie.
I was really worried that you were going to take my beverage pick. I'm glad that he's still on the board.
Nope, not going with any brown stuff. I'm keeping it clear tonight.
How do you?
Well, Joey Berry's.
All right, so.
304, you're up.
Salad time. Oh, God. I have like four down that I want to go with my tomahawk steak. But when it comes down to it, if it's the best of the best, I want a classic Caesar salad.
Oh,
opening up that palate, ready to stuff my face with a little bit of.
Tell me what's in it, because that's what I was going to pick. So, what do you got on it?
Okay. So the way I make my Caesar salad, I have romaine. Caesar dressing. Now, I'm not making my own Caesar dressing. I've done that before. I'm not going to fuck with
anchovies. You know Caesar dressing has anchovies?
Yeah.
I just found that out recently. I felt
betrayed. Egg yolk.
Yep. You can make your own, and it's cumbersome. And it's definitely
cumbersome.
It's delicious, but I also put red onion. You got to soak the red onion in some water first to take away that little onion stinkiness to it.
Yeah,
for about 5 minutes. Take away it. Chop up some green olives, Parmesan cheese.
What?
And then cucumber. Yeah. The salt.
Green olives.
Oh yeah.
I always want more Parmesan.
Listen, listen. I'm honestly the only person I've ever seen add it to there. I like
it. Keep it going. Keep it going.
Yeah. I don't know.
Keep it.
Just that's my pick.
The Tony Montana of Parmesan.
Joey Berries, you're going to love when we do the prime rib open at Red Osier for the Tree Fort.
Oh, wait, is Red Osier still going.
What?
I'm going.
Yeah, it's still open. Oh, they love it. They make the Caesar salad at the table.
Oh, yes. I've had that before.
In a wooden bowl. It's delicious.
FaceTime me. I'll have Tatiana.
You're going to come up for that.
I don't like the color when the Caesar dressing.
It is a little bit yellowy.
Yeah. That direct flight, flight from Raleigh to Rochester is like $120.
That's an hour and a half flight.
We're going to show up to Red Osier with like 10 bodies and just take down the biggest cuts of prime rib.
God, better call ahead.
I love it.
Probably going to have to hot center. Yeah.
I'll make the call because the toilet bowls
are getting wrecked.
Yeah. Plumber. Yeah. We're going to call Red Osier, then we're going to call AP Plumbing.
We got to bring up
old school plumbing in the Red Osier for sure.
There's just a line of dudes just dropping dumps.
You better call the fire department while you're at it.
Yeah.
On that note, Joe John, you're up.
Yep.
Last pick of the third round.
Yes, sir. I'm going to go with the beverage that I thought Chuck was going to take from me. Mm. You know, I think this goes with everything that I have. It goes with pretty much everything all of you guys have, too. You know, I'm also a classic simple guy. Want something versatile. It's not going to not get me feeling too fucked up unless I want to have a few of them. I'm just going to take a good classic beer as my beverage.
I'm going to punch you.
I need specification on this. Give it to me. Or
Bud Light.
What beer?
Bud Light.
Do I have to specify? I mean, can I just take?
I would like you to specify.
You need to specify.
I'd have to think about it a lot more. I'm taking the stuff that I think.
You're going to have a beer with hibachi?
Just narrow it down. Yeah,
that's
because like if you're ordering it, right?
Sephora?
You say, hey, can I grab a beer? They'll say, yeah.
And that's what you do. Then you do a sake bomb into beer.
Sake is...
You want a
J.W. Dundee Honey Brown.
All I'm saying is when people are looking at these on Facebook and they look at which one that they relate to the most, they're going to see my team and say that's a ground and pound team.
This guy's talking shit about my lineup.
I think my lineup dusts.
Yo, John, I got to hear the type. Like, you don't need to give me a specific name, like Southern Tier Hazy IPA, but like what type?
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying.
Are you going to domestic? Beer? Yeah, are you...
Like a wheat beer, a Heineken, an IPA, a
honey brown.
I'm trying to think because if I'm with the chips and queso, I'm thinking like a Corona, but I want something that pairs. I mean, it's going to be a simple beer. It's not going to be anything like fruity. Okay. It's not going to be a sour, nice lager, a nice ale.
Philadelphia Pilsner.
A classic beer, but not like not like a Jenny Light.
Like, are you going to, I think we're going to, let me just throw a suggestion out here, Philip. Ready? What about an old Latrobe?
Huh? I'm not familiar.
I don't even know what that is.
A Rolling Rock.
Oh, a little Rolling Rock. A little Rolling Rock. Everything tastes better in a green bottle.
Yeah.
It's also a I'll tell you, beer. That actually would probably go pretty well with the steak and lobster hibachi.
Probably would.
Yeah. Google it. Everyone look up old Latrobe.
The Rolling Rocks, dude.
He just picked Bud Light.
Bud Light?
Yeah.
No, he did not.
Oh, yeah. Blue Light over Bud Light.
Yeah, so I don't.
10
yeah.
out of 10 times.
Blue Light's nice. I like Blue Light.
He's a Bud Light guy.
The
Blue Light Grapefruit. Blue Light Grapefruit absolutely slaps in the summertime.
Blue Light Limes on a boat? Are you kidding me?
No. I was at the store yesterday.
Punched myself in the face.
Raspberry lemon beer.
Yeah, you don't fruit the beer.
Yeah.
Man law.
Don't drink that.
Don't fruit the beer.
Come on, guys. What are you doing?
Double pick?
I am, yeah.
I thought he was a homosexual.
Yeah, double pick. All right. Pick 401, yeah, Joe John.
I pivoted my dessert pick a little bit because you guys obviously aren't feeling like my, you know, just that I'm taking like
we the, just love the
blue collar guys here. But I don't want to mispronounce what this is, but it's fucking fire. Is it leche cake? Is that how you say it? Where it's got the.
Tres leches. It means three milks.
Yeah.
The three milk cake.
Is that what it means? I just know I got it at Wegmans relatively recently, and it's fucking
Oh, dude.
Oh, it's like just everything.
That is not one I even thought about, actually, Joe John. That's a great call.
It's a good call.
It's a good one. Late round pick, too. I'll tell you, that might end up being stole steal the draft.
Are all desserts
you might have stole that one.
No.
Okay.
I still have to do a dessert.
Okay.
And so does Charlie Pipes.
Okay.
So is that like your pass rusher, your DN is closing the game?
You know, I don't really know because I've been going with basketball references for most of this, but you guys have been doing football the whole time. So if I have to pick
your that's like, I would
that's
say
why he's playing a different sport.
Like your, that's like your shooting guard right there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's like your three that's and D.
Yeah, it's three.
Your plus minus all-star right there.
I like it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when I thought you couldn't get any dumber, totally redeem yourself.
You know, he can play with it.
Am I up? What is going on?
Joey Barry is pick 402. You're up.
Oh my God. All right.
He's stressing. You can tell.
No, not stressing.
He's looking at his lineup and he's like, shit, boy.
I just got to go to bed.
Drinks to do this conversation at 8:30.
Cause you got to put your kids to sleep.
Well, that's what's really putting me to sleep is my kids. Okay. Another thing that puts me to sleep is a nice glass of red wine, which will pair well with my tomahawk steak. So I'm going with Cab Sauv.
Can you specify for me?
Year.
So it's a Cab Sauv. I mean, let's go $100 bottle from Napa Valley. Let's do that. If I get to choose, shout out to Tim Cromwell. His father-in-law has a great wine cellar. Always breaks out the Napa Valley Cab Sauvs for us when we're there. And then I get to come back to Rochester and have my $15 bottles, which is always nice. You know.
Little Josh.
Yeah, exactly.
Josh.
Could be down a peg or two. But
you have to unscrew it.
There's nothing better than going out on a work trip, getting the most expensive steak on the menu, and then getting like a $30 glass of wine and it all being on the corporate credit card. You don't have to worry about a thing. Every time you go out with your wife, it's like, God, do I really need to spend $150 on myself? I don't want to do that. You know, there's a chance.
Yeah, that's the polar opposite style of play that Joe John's going for here, Joey Barry's. I can see you guys really going at it in the playoffs here.
I just put everything on the TFG cards whenever I go out.
Yeah.
That's fair. we need to warp that thing at Red Osier. That's a great call.
Yeah.
All right, Chucky, Charlie Chuck. P, Mr. Pipes.
I got to check my list because I have not gone with a
you need a Sally and a dessert.
Caesar's gone.
Yes.
I mean, can I just say salad bar salad? You know,
then it still asks the same question. Like, what's the salad you're going to be making from that bar?
Well, that's a rogue.
I'll tell you.
Like an iceberg salad?
I'm gonna go with iceberg lettuce. I'm gonna call it
the pipe special iceberg lettuce.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with tomatoes. I'm gonna go with onion. I'm gonna go with some black olive. Put some beets on there, and maybe some. Everybody's got a house blue cheese dressing.
Mm.
So sign me up.
You had me at everything except for the blue cheese dressing.
Yeah, can't fuck with that.
I was going to go the buttermilk. If you got a buttermilk ranch.
Buttermilk's a good one.
It hits so hard.
Blue cheese dressing is a complete home run or an absolute miss for me.
Well, blue cheese dressing for me is reserved strictly for wings.
Well, Connery says
it's a boomer bust kind of dressing.
No, I'm going blue cheese.
Yeah.
No.
You can't sway him.
Put some bacon bits on there too, for crying out loud.
Okay. Are we talking like the Pizza Hut salad bar? You remember that?
Yeah,
I was thinking, was thinking Ruby Tuesdays or Applebee's.
Like there's individual containers for every, and you just take a little. Next thing you know, you got just a mound of salad on your plate.
Shit, boys, I need another plate.
Yeah. I haven't been in an all-you-can-eat in forever. I mean, Philip Bowden was all about that in college. What was that one in college that you used to go to all the time to?
Cortland Buffet.
Oh, yeah.
You walk in.
It's just the food hall.
I love it.
The kids are.
Philip Bowden.
The kids are in the corner playing with tacos from Taco Bell. Like they're just playing with them, scooping them out the meat. It's like, what the hell are they doing? Working.
That's like the pond of taco. Bowden, pick 404. You're up.
404 comes to me. I know my salad's safe. So what I'm going to go with, I got two that I'm wrestling, but I'm going to go with this one that will keep in my vein of kind of continental here. I'm going to go with a nice, hefty paella. Ooh. All right. So everybody knows a paella.
How the hell do I spell that?
P-A-E-L-L-A.
But for the average listener who doesn't.
It is
chorizo.
It's a rice.
It's a rice seafood. There can be chicken. There's
vegetables.
That's really funny.
I like a little kick to it. What's funny?
Well, you know how before we started recording and doing any of this, I was saying the meal that I had at Ceviche in Miami.
Yeah.
It was that.
And
were you prepared to do that pick the whole time?
It took Ceviche in Miami.
Okay.
Isn't that a song?
Ceviche in Miami.
No.
When you see me, I'm Miami.
This is just the...
That's with
Margarita. I took a pill in Ibiza.
So Will Smith song. I love that
pick because I was thinking of making it.
Yeah. So now I'm...
You've rebounded in my eyes.
That's what I've been waiting for.
All right. So pick 404, Philip Bowden with a hefty paella.
With a nice...
paella.
With a nice...
paella. I'll take some peyote.
Also some peyote. Yeah, sure. Let's go get lost in the desert. Stevie or
yes, yeah. Stevie's finishing out his draft right now.
All right, Stevie.
I still got a dessert after this.
Wait,
twice in a row. Shit, boys.
Yeah, and then you're done.
Shit.
Oh,
unless you want to make a trade.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me start out with the main course, my quarterback here.
Okay.
It's a classic prototype build here. It's a bit late, so talent, you know, can be questionable, but I like the ceiling here. I like the way they play the game. I'm going with my main course, shepherd's pie.
Ooh,
okay.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's a heavy dish. Wow.
Times are tough.
Mm. Classic. Just a classic late round field general.
Do you put cheese on top?
A comfort dish. Are you okay, yes. Stevie?
Yeah, are I'm you about to fucking die? Hey, bro.
Fuck. Oh. Steve peak my last here.
Meal. Hold I up. Guess you want- Hold up. I don't understand how this looks depressing when you look at my skill players here. We got the chicken salad, the freshly squeezed lemonade, and the hush puppies to spice up the chef's pie, dude.
Are you going to dunk your hush puppies in your shepherd's pie?
No, I could. Probably would.
Get a quick nap in there.
I would take a nice nap after this, I'll tell you what.
Really interested to see where your dessert is. You're all over the board.
The dessert.
Yeah, now you got to pivot right
away. I really don't think I am here, boys. And I'll tell you why. Because my dessert is going to be the perfect check down back, the do it all, pick up the blitz on the blind side, you know, runs the perfect option route for a dump off. I'm going, and it's not, you know, listeners who listened to the last episode might be a little surprised, you guys as well, that I'm not going with something that was on my Mount Rushmore.
It's not the strawberry crunch.
It's not the strawberry crunch.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why, because I say I don't have a plan, but that doesn't mean I don't have a plan.
Sure.
Okay.
You know, it's got to make sense for the team.
Okay.
Best player isn't always, you know, best for the team. So my dessert here is going to be a lemon meringue pie.
Ooh.
With the lemonade, that's a lot of lemon coming at you.
That's a lot of zest, brother. And I'll tell you, no one's going to be ready for that lightning strike.
No.
A lot of citrus.
I can feel that citrus
in my cheeks right here. A lot of shiftiness.
Yeah.
You know, the lightning strike right here. It's going to be uplifting for the heavy field general quarterback. The shepherd's pie and the hush puppies and chicken salad are just going to top it all off. We all love being topped off.
Literally topped off chicken salad.
Yeah.
It's definitely that light acidic note that you need after that heavy,
dense, little bit of a plan, because it gives it a nice, you know,
it's a good
start off with a little bit, gives you a little citrus zing, keep you on your toes. You know, if you put enough lemon in there, you might even curl your toes a little bit.
Like, what the Stevie P's dinner? I'm gonna need a Tums or something with all this agita,
yeah.
Is it back to me? I have no idea.
It's Philip Boughton.
Okay.
With his salad.
This is the last one.
Yep.
All right. Well,
salads.
So with this pick, this is where I was letting the draft breathe, because I was like, I could go salad, or I could go Caesar, or I could go with this one that I'm going to go with.
You're getting your salad tossed.
I did. You tossed it. By picking what you picked, you tossed my salad perfectly right into my lap. So my salad that I'm picking is a little bit different.
Just like you.
Yeah. So it's a carpaccio.
Ooh.
So what we've got here, and now I know Joe John's about, nobody knows what that is.
I think Joe John's Googling it right now.
Probably.
I'm Googling it right now.
Probably. So what
it's take me a minute because I don't even know how to spell it.
What I would say to those that will say, I don't know what that is, that's great. This is my last meal. If God is saying to me, what's that salad that you're going to have?
It's got raw meat
carpaccio.
Does it have roast beef on it?
No,
it's raw.
It's raw steak.
Yeah, it's raw.
Is that just deconstructed sushi?
Ready?
With some cilantro sprinkled on top?
Ready? So it is raw beef. It's a tenderloin. You freeze it and then slice it real thin. Put it on the plate. Arugula, capers, red onion, and then like a Dijon aioli, and then you can have like little crostinis to make. So basically, you can like wrap it up, and then
side of salmonella.
The freezing it kills it.
True.
And then you can shave Parmesan on top of it. Oh, it's tough. And I was thinking about, I was being very introspective about this earlier. Because it's like all of these things that I was picking are like no longer existing. Like, I don't know where I could get a carpaccio anymore.
I know where you can get a Bloomin' Onion.
Yeah, I know where you can get one.
No, seriously, I haven't seen a carpaccio on a menu in forever.
Never seen a carpaccio.
This steak restaurant in Turning Stone has one. I've gotten it there before.
That's where we're going. So.
Thinking what it's called.
Boys Trip.
After Outback, we're going to Turning Stone.
I think it's called TS Steakhouse in Turning Stone.
Catch me on the slots, boys.
And then we're going
with some carpaccio.
And we're going to Red Osier. So
Phil, are you a beef tartare guy as well?
I've had that once or twice, not as much as carpaccio, no. Okay. But I think a lot of places are, and you know, the food magazines could probably back this up, but I think that's a restaurant trend, is a lot of places are kind of steering away from the carpaccio and going more towards the tartare. So I don't know, but
I don't know why though. So not like it's like easier to prepare or anything like that.
Biagi's had carpaccio, and it was just a bitch because you had to cut it, and then you froze it when it was cut so that it stayed shaped, and you just, I don't know, it was just kind of a pain in the ass to make sure that you always had it on hand.
Well, boys.
All right.
Charlie Pipes.
You're up. Last pick, my man. What does he got? What is he up to?
Let's see.
He was looking like he was contemplating salad? For a minute there.
No, it's my dessert.
His Desi.
Dessert.
Desserts.
And, you know, truthfully, I'm not a sweet guy. Okay. So this was a struggle for me.
Okay. You seem like a sweet guy.
I'm a meat guy. Who said
the dessert had to be sweet?
But I will say this, that nobody's picked this one. So I'm going to go with just a little scoop of vanilla with some cream de menthe on top, boys. Oh, just a little cream de menthe.
Mm.
Okay, no vanilla. Cream de menthe. Yeah, maybe some Breyers vanilla ice cream with a little cream de menthe on top just to top it off at the end.
I thought you were going to say soft serve.
So like a nice little mint ice cream kind of there, yeah.
It's lovely to have a guy on Team Ice Cream. Thank you. Bring us back to this.
Look, there's only one guy here who's not Team Ice
Cream. I'll say pie's good, but I've actually got a quad sampler of ice cream in my freezer right now.
You tried those Boozy Scoops ice creams? The booze-infused ice cream? I want to try it so bad.
I know it's a thing.
That sounds good.
What type of booze? They got
some good flavors.
Just like
all kinds, dude. Oh, yeah? Let me pull it up. I can tell you right now. They have one that's like a rum, boozy ice cream. What is it called? Tipsy Scoop is the company. Mm. You can order it for delivery. It's a little expensive because they have to order
it quick. Yeah, sugar frozen, yeah.
But they have chocolate, whiskey, salted caramel.
Ooh.
Mint spiked chocolate chip. So maybe like a, I don't know. They have a tequila Mexican hot ice cream, vanilla bean bourbon.
Wow.
Raspberry limoncello sorbet, strawberry sangria.
Shout out this.
I think the vanilla bourbon's right up my alley. Would love that.
Cake, yeah, that
sounds great.
Cake batter vodka martini.
Ooh.
Yeah, they got some good ones on there, boys. And I heard they do pack a bit of a punch, too.
Get drunk and eat ice cream. Perfect.
Yeah, really reconciling.
I can do that anyway.
Yeah.
I'm currently doing it.
I'll go get a glass of Tito's and a bowl of ice cream and then just cut out the middleman.
Sorry, at the house.
I love it. I love it.
Nice. All right, we got more drugs.
Berries. Nope. Berries.
Sorry, guys. Let's go. All right. So last pick. I got to go back to the beginning. Got to draft my, let's call it linebacker, leader of the defense here. Mm-hmm. It sets the stage. Shrimp cocktail as my appetizer.
Mm.
Love a good shrimp cocktail. And here's the kicker. Shrimp can be shrimp. It's all about the cocktail sauce. Got to be my homemade cocktail sauce that I learned from my Uncle Gabe. Shout out, Uncle Gabe. Ketchup, Worcestershire sauce, lemon juice.
Wash your sister sauce.
Capers. Horseradish.
Shit ton of horseradish.
Fresh and jarred.
Yeah.
And I think that a little salt and pepper, and that's about it. But hot sauce. You got to throw some hot sauce in there too.
Yeah.
Knock your socks off right off the bat. Mm-hmm. Leads you right into that salad and tomahawk steak. Mm-hmm. That's a meal. Wrap it up.
I would like Joey to make that cocktail sauce one time.
I would like to try that.
Joey, when we do the prime rib open,
you're going to have to bring some of that.
You're going to lather me up with with the horseradish.
I'll throw it on some Cheerios. I don't care. It tastes good.
Can you see that? I put shrimp cocktail on my list.
I told you I saw shrimp.
So,
phone earlier.
Joe John called that out, and I got a little worried when you came up right before me.
I know,
your appetizer, and once you did, and I said, "Okay, now I can hold it till the end."
Full disclosure,
yeah, tell you,
I thought you had to do desserts. So when you said shrimp cocktail, I got real confused, and like, well, you lost. So,
what do you want my cocktail?
Charlie Pipes and berries. You guys have a very, very similar team philosophy here. It looks like,
yeah.
Aside from the dessert, like
we're winning championships.
Well, let me ask you this:
only be room for one, man.
Stevie, are you a married man?
Yes,
you are. Okay.
Yes,
I was thinking that because Chuck and I were the married men in this draft, that was sort of some sort of how directing our, I don't want to say more refined because that's not the right word, but sort of just
that's a great choice. That's a great word. Great word.
Yeah, no, I, it's like not that. Refined, I like because that. I like
Philip
that.
Alvin mature is eating carpaccio for Christ's sakes. So,
and I think it all has carpaccio to do with
paella. I am the most refined
with your environment.
I am worldly. And
how you were raised. I grew up in the boons for the most part. So I wasn't out at restaurants that served carpaccio.
Yeah.
Or shrimp cocktail.
You know what I was?
And aside from like the drinks I feel like are a big curveball from me, but I haven't been big on the booze lately with three kids. I wouldn't be able to survive my day if I had any booze.
Yep.
So it's been light on the booze lately. In a year, a couple of years, you know, because I have a 4-year-old, a 2-year-old, and a 4-month-old.
God bless you.
Yeah, see,
because I just don't pull out. So
start trying to
take congrats on the sack.
But thanks, man.
Yeah,
I put a lot of effort into it. But aside
practice
from
makes perfect,
that you know, I think mine's just more.
Well, Steve,
you had said
you said multiple times that you're raw dogging this draft. Maybe you should stop raw dogging your wife.
Yeah, just a theme. Okay?
Much like your wife.
That's like asking me to stop breathing, my friend. It's just not going to happen.
One thing about me, I
can't
a raw
do
dog.
It. Yeah, one thing about me is I'm a raw
dog. I think we're all raw dogs in this tree.
I don't even know what it is, but it's getting raw dog.
I have not put shoes on my guy in a while, all right?
Well, a couple of us have kids, and I can speak for myself. So I just don't know what you do, Phil.
I play for keeps. All right.
Anyway,
it's the anxiety that really gets me.
Yes.
It's like, is she going to get pregnant? I don't fucking know. Probably. But if there ain't that mystery, it ain't their finish line is nowhere in sight.
Then there you go.
So it's a catch 22.
Is that what it does? Is that what does it for you, Stevie? Because for Philip Bowden, so. It's Monica's pies that gets him off.
Yeah. I say the same thing when I pull out of a Monica's pie.
Oh.
Toaster strudel glaze?
Not
toaster strudel glaze.
Yeah. Nope, that's not what that is. That's anywho, not the frosting that comes.
I have to come up with a set. I have to come up with a salad to draft, and I really don't know.
Joe John,
you've
had about 20 minutes to think.
I know we're at the last pick in the draft, and I just really can't figure out a salad that kind of pairs well with everything I'm doing. So I'm just gonna, again, this is a personal taste thing. I'm just gonna take the highest talent that I see on the board, so the best tasting salad that I can think of. Which doesn't necessarily relate to my meal, but. It's going to be a green bean and like a toasted almond salad. Usually like a Thanksgiving staple, but I think they're fire. I like green beans, I like almonds. And that's the only salad that I can think of. More.
So you just like mix them together?
Yeah. I mean, you ever had it?
I would eat
olive oil.
I would eat that.
A little vinaigrette, salt, pepper, parm, toast the almonds up, put them on there. Slight.
Jojon, I love that salad. I actually really love that salad. But you're going from chips and queso.
It doesn't necessarily
the green beans, an almond salad.
I mean, a caprese salad, a blue cheese.
I was
thinking wedge. Wedge was going to be the next one. But if I had to pick what salad I want, I'm going to take the other one over the wedge salad.
So it's just green beans, I've never even heard of it.
Really? It's got like olive oil, like red wine vinaigrette, salt, pepper, Parmesan. The almonds are in there.
Sounds simple.
You just roast it and then toss it all together.
Okay. We'll have to make that.
We trust you.
It's a good
thing. In a way.
Sure.
Berries, I'm curious here. So my main dish, right? I did have a toss-up in my mind between the shepherd's pie and a nice A5 Japanese Wagyu.
Ooh.
And I'm curious what your thoughts on my roster would be had that been the main dish.
You would have had a Wagyu.
I mean, it's a shepherd's pie versus a $200 steak. I would go with the steak.
You would have had a Wagyu with chicken salad.
Well, he kind of fucked himself with the chicken salad.
That's pie was because the salad, my appetizer and my salad don't exactly complement a Wagyu steak.
With hush puppies and a lemonade.
Would you bring those in from the street?
I remember how much credit we were given to for that hush puppy pick early on.
I love hush puppies, but I think are great. If you're traveling down a seafood path, I think it could have played a little bit more.
Yeah,
I would say
it's possible. It's possible.
Unique.
See, I was trying to write a symphony with my meal. A little A1 sauce.
Yeah, I think we all have unique teams here. I think what we're going to do is we're going to post them and let the listeners be the judge. But let us know what you think. What would your draft meal be?
Should we recap it really quick?
Yeah, I got the breakdown it's all right over here. The place.
Off the hip, go for it.
I'm just going to read it off the roster by teams. So.
Yeah.
Yours truly, Stevie P. We got Hush Puppies for the app, chicken salad, the rotisserie chicken salad for the salad. Main dish was the shepherd's pie. Dessert was a lemon meringue pie, and the bev was some freshly squeezed lemonade.
Mm.
The Honorable Philip Boughton, the appy of a blooming onion, the salad of a carpaccio, the main dish of a hefty scoop of Paella.
I am.
You were breaking up in my defense when you said it, so I didn't really catch the whole word. What is that seafood rice thing? How do you say it? Paella.
PvP's got this fucking quiz going on over here with this meal.
The dessert is the grape pie, and the bev was a nice margarita.
Jeez.
Mr. Pipes. App was the Clams Casino. Salad was the pipe special from the bar with iceberg lettuce, tomatoes, etc.
Pizza Hut bar.
Main dish was the Pizza New York strip. New York strip steak, at least 16 to 18 ounces, mid rare with a little bit of pink, some sauteed mushrooms on there, and a little bit of A1 drizz. The dessert was a vanilla ice cream with cream de menthe drizzled over the top. And he's chasing it all down with the dirtiest vodka martini with super stuffed olives, blue cheese specifically.
Blue cheese stuff.
Doubling down on the blue cheese.
Yeah,
doubling. Blue Mr. cheese Berries, square.
The appetizer was his shrimp cocktail, the salad.
Don't forget the special cocktail sauce.
Homemade berry cocktail sauce.
Uncle Gabe's.
The Berry Family Secret Recipe Sauce.
Which I gave away.
The Krabby Patty Secret Formula. Yep, you literally
gave it away.
The salad was a Caesar salad with the homemade Caesar dressing with some red onions soaked in water initially. And then the green olives, Parmesan, and some cukes.
You gotta go capers instead of green olives.
I could see that. Main dish was that tomahawk steak, medium rare, with some horseradish cream sauce, some cream spinach, and mashed potatoes. the dessert, strawberry cheesecake.
Oof.
And the bed was a nice red cab sauv. Joe John, the questionable first round pick, 105 for the appetizer.
I can't believe you guys think that's questionable.
Chips and queso. I don't think it is. I like chips and queso, my man. That's, no, I think that's a staple. Nobody
cooked mod sticks, spinach and artichoke dip.
The salad was his green bean toasted almond salad. The main dish, steak and lobster hibachi. The dessert was Tris Leche cake.
That's a good one.
And the bev with an asterisk here is beer. You said a lager or an ale specifically. But it is a completed draft, fellas. It looks good. I have a feeling a lot of the 40 to 50-year-old women are going to go after Joey Barry or Charlie P's roster just because they're old classics here.
That's what I'm after. Good thing that
the gang
has a high demographic in the 40, 50-year-old range.
Joe John, I think you and I are really pulling in the 14 Stoners. To 21 year olds. I don't know, man.
Yep. The Gen Zers. You got the Gen Zer.
Man, this would be great.
We got that youthful taste. The youthful taste.
Like BBL Drizzy.
Phillip Boughton with a very specific roster here.
A roster only Phil Boughton could love.
No one's quite sure what the playbook's going to look like here, but it'll play. It'll play, fellas.
I'm going to go out.
Guys, all that matters is that you love the foods that
you pick. Exactly. That's all that matters.
Right, Joey. That's right, Joey.
All that really matters is that Denver's about to get sent home in this game. They're down 10.
All that matters is that I won money. Thank you, Joe John.
All right. Well, with that being said,
it's late.
The last meal draft has come to a conclusion. We appreciate everybody's participation. All of the drafters today, thank you very much for popping into the Tree Fort. We love you.
Yes.
Love to have you.
Love y'all.
Let us know who had the best.
Thanks for having
episodes.
Let us know your meal.
You, the listener, thank you for stopping by. Hit us up. Let us know who won. Post it on the Facebook.
Maybe we'll post a poll, huh?
Post a poll.
Let the people invited vote. Everybody in my friends list. Yep.
Really wants that ice cream.
And we'll repost whatever we think the best meal is that you guys come up with.
Charlie Pipes, we're getting ice cream on Tuesday.
Ooh.
Tree Fort Gang.
What's Tree Fort Gang?
We gotta start recording the video calls so we can actually start doing one.
You've been living under a rock.
Point to the camera.
Yeah.
You know about to post this link in his Paella fan group.
Oh, how do you say it? Paella.
I would love a Paella fan.
Paella.
Paella. Yeah, Paella. The L's are pronounced like a Y.
Shout out Paella fan group for all my Paellas out there.
The VJ 105 in Miami for their Paella.
I will say I am very glad that nobody, I want to say glad. I don't want to say glad. Let me rephrase that. I am very pleasantly surprised that no one chose a chicken dish for their main course.
Yeah.
Not what I expected at all.
No, gotta go surf and turf or just red meat.
Yeah, nobody went tendies. Nobody went with the tendies.
Or steaks and a seafood medley. Yeah.
Could put a piece of steak in that and probably be good.
I was gonna go with prime rib and I was like, can't have five steaks.
Yeah. So. Just guys.
Then
just
I was gonna do like a seafood fra diavolo.
There's a reason why it's the most expensive dish on the menu. Why beef is always the most expensive. It's the best. Yeah. It tastes the best.
It is the best.
I think we can all agree on that.
For sure. So
I'm sorry I won't have a low-hanging fruit, but god damn it. It just is so delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well,
if you don't chew Big Red, then fuck you.
Exactly. All right. With that being said, we're getting out of here. Good night, everybody.
Yes.
We love you. Take care. Enjoy those meals.
Talk soon.
We'll see you in the next episode for Order in the Fort,
ooh,
which is the new format. where it's a courtroom battle with the House of the Dragon between the Greens and the Blacks. So, with that being said, we will see you there.
Team Blacks, let's go.
I cannot make a statement as I am the judge.
Our impartial judge.
Our faith, or our, yeah, our great judge. I don't know
what honorable.
The great judge. Wow.
Everybody says
the honorable.
Such a great judge. This judge is crooked. No. Anything Trump says about judging doesn't happen for me.
Yeah, all right? Specifically not this judge.
No. I am not biased. I don't have political agendas. So, with that being said, we will talk to you soon.
Good night.
Check you later.
Roll credits.
Tree Fort Gang is an Audio Boom original podcast. Edison is written by Aaron Sprinkle and is produced and performed by Soul Shifters.